Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Eastbound and down, this mom is trucking. Kids, of course. It's the 97th annual Nebraska State FFA Convention. This week, our future of agriculture descends on our state's capital city, and I pray that these kids have an unforgettable and positive experience. I hope they find themselves shoulder to shoulder with their people and their tribe. And if you are a parent of an FFA member in Lincoln this week, challenge them to go make one new friend, one new contact that they can build upon in the coming years. My eighth grade daughter will compete in the Discovery Speaking Division, where she will be dazzling the judges with information about the meat goat industry and the nutritional facts of this underrated red meat protein. My oldest daughter has a busy day today competing in the vet science and livestock management competitions. I just so happened to catch a TV interview that she nailed yesterday, and I know the rest of her time is jam-packed with leadership sessions and educational tours. And you know what all this means to me? Pride and passion. It is an honor to sit back and watch my kids forge their own paths, pursuing their passions that are not mainstream among their peers. You know, it's not easy to do life differently for today's teens. It takes courage and extreme boldness. But I know where to find kids of this caliber, and a representative population of them usually wear blue corduroy jackets. So 10-4, friends, this mama is over and out.
Thomas Ranch will host the 53rd Annual Production Sale, Tuesday, April 8th, 1 p.m., north of Harold, South Dakota, selling Angus, Charlet, Red Angus, and Simmental bulls and replacement heifers. Volume discounts, as well as free delivery in South Dakota and surrounding states. For catalogs, call 605-973-2449 or go to our website, thomasranchcattle.com. That's the 53rd Annual Thomas Ranch Production Sale, Tuesday, April 8th, 1 p.m., north of Harold, South Dakota.